If you would turn to Mark chapter 4, we're going to read a parable here about the parable of the sower. Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. We're going to study tonight about bringing forth fruit and how good works relate to that. In verse 3 it says, "Hearken, behold, there went a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield forth, and sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. We see what the parable is talking about in verse 20. It says, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So how can we bear fruit? What is bearing fruit? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, we have an answer. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." So we see that doing good works is bearing fruit. Also in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Titus chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." We should be fruitful and zealous to every good work. Also in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, James 2, 14 through 17 says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." In verse 19, it says, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" And also in verse 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So in this passage it's made abundantly clear that our faith without works is not a working faith. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it gives us an example of some works that we should be doing at all times. It says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." So if we're serving one another, we're bearing fruit. We'll read a passage from Mark chapter 9, and verse 41. And also later we'll read a parallel passage in Matthew 10. Mark 9, verse 41 says, "For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." So even if we're doing something as little as giving a cup of water, we're not going to lose our reward. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 and 19, 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19 says, "That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." And here's another passage directly stating that in order to have eternal life, we must be doing good works. Let's take a look at Mark 4, verse 18. We'll go back to Mark chapter 4, and we'll read verse 18. And we'll see kind of the opposite side, the ones who are not doing good works, not bearing good fruit. It says, "And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." So when the cares of this world begin coming into our lives, then we will be unfruitful. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and our faith towards God." We need to turn away from our vanities. We'll go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 25. We'll read a lengthy passage, another parable that Jesus is giving. It's in Matthew 25, verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servant and delivered unto him his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his lord's money. After a long time the lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So we see what happens to the ones who are given, and the ones who are good stewards of what they're given. We also see what happens to the one that was not a good steward of what they were given. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 6, it says, "But I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want to the saints, but is also abundant, also by many thanksgivings unto God." In Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." So as we go throughout our daily lives, we should be trying to bear fruit, looking for good works to be doing. In Matthew 10, verse 40 through 42, Matthew 10, 40 through 42, says, "He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." So again, another passage we see that saying something as simple as a drink we will have reward for, as long as we do it in the name of a disciple. In Revelation 14, verse 13, it says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Here's another scripture that lets us know that our works are going to follow us eternally. And again, as we read in 2 Corinthians, what we reap, whether sparingly, we shall sow sparingly, and if we reap bountifully, we shall also sow bountifully. In Matthew 25, verse 34, it says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. When did they do all this? In verse 40, Jesus says, And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We see a good example of Paul who brought forth fruit in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, 5 through 8 says, But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to them that love his appearing. We see that Paul had finished this course, and he knew that his works would follow him. He said that he had kept a good faith and fought the fight. So, Lord willing, someday, if we do as Paul did, we will be growing to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, as we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. We'll read verses 12 through 15. It says, For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So as we go throughout our lives, we should be striving to be like Christ, and be preparing ourselves for the day of judgment, and doing works that will follow us to eternity to live someday with Christ.